Well, the really important thing about the beer trail is actually having an avenue to advise potential tourists on where the breweries are, where the experiences are. And we haven't had that to date. We have had people understanding that we have the oldest brewery in Australia, but there is far more to Tasmanian beer than just the oldest brewery in Tasmania. So this is an opportunity for us to showcase and have a one-stop shop of people actually understanding that we have these huge opportunities of experiences in the state. And so that's what this launch today was all about. And now it's a matter of ensuring that how can we springboard onto that.
So can you give us an idea of how important this is? I mean, has there been any studies suggesting the economic impact of a trail like this?
Well, we know that if you have trails, and this is from international experience, that it does create an environment where people are more interested in that experience. And that then values out in terms of jobs. So one job in a brewery creates 30 jobs up and down the supply chain. And so this for us is not just about promotion of beer in Tasmania, but the whole of the tourism and hospitality industry in this state, as well as supporting our growers that provide us the barley and the hops. So we're seeing an opportunity of actually increasing employment and increasing business and for Tasmanian brewers, but also Tasmanian hospitality and tourism ventures as well.
Well, Danita, your association, the Brewers Association, represents the big brewers. We're talking Lion, Carlton, United, Coopers. I'm also with David McGill, who's from Moo Brew, one of the micro brewers. You were just hearing about the jobs that Anita was talking about. Can you tell us what's the spin-off for micro brewers in this beer trail?
Ah, look, I mean, it's fantastic. It should also be noted that some of the bigger breweries definitely have branches of their businesses that operate in the craft sector as well, which is fantastic, and we're excited to work alongside those people as well. But on a craft brewery micro level, the exposure and the cohesive approach that we'll be able to take now to marketing will be something that will be beneficial and probably hard to put a bottom line figure on, but it will definitely lead to a much more direct approach for tourists entering the state and their ability to be able to access each individual brewery.
We've now got obviously this new beer trail, we've got the wine trail, cider trail, whiskey trail. People are going to get, you know, lost amongst these trails, eh?
Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully people get lost and wander around and bump into all sorts of different trails, and that's something that's exciting. Look, we always work really closely with the wine and the cider as well, and also the whiskey, so it can only benefit each individual sector if we all work together and we all have, you know, the ability to be able to market ourselves on a platform on an even footing.
Do you think they compete against each other, Danita, or do you think there's, in a sense, a critical mass?
It's a critical mass. We need to encourage people to Tasmania generally and have those experiences and have combined experiences. For example, we've now got these amazing mountain bike tracks around the state. So, you know, people are interested in not only mountain bike riding, but then they can then enjoy the food and the beverages we have available in the state after they've gone and done all that exercise. So we think it's a collaboration between the beer industry, but now we can, once we've done that and provided those foundations, it's now then working with the wine, whiskey and cider to actually promote the Tasmanian brand generally around both beverages and food in the state and those experiences. And so, you know, we're not competing against each other, we're actually value adding to what's already there.
Now, I suppose we should need to state that we're talking about responsible consumption of alcohol, given we're talking about a trail. But, for example, we do know that the beer consumption figures per capita in Australia now are the lowest since about the Second World War. How does this frame up this initiative?
Well, obviously, from a beer perspective, we would like to grow the market. There are segments within the beer market that are growing, and craft is one of them. Likewise, mid-strength beer is also a growing category as well. And the thing we love about beer is that in comparison to other alcoholic beverages, we're actually in the low alcohol spectrum. So we believe that it is the alcohol choice of moderation. You still have to be careful and still drinking responsibly, but certainly we believe that this is an important initiative amongst a number of other initiatives that we as a beer segment will do nationwide to actually change the perception of beer generally in the country and hopefully provide some incentives to growing the category. But that is not just about providing the opportunities in Tasmania. Tasmania. It's also getting people to understand the taste profile of beer, the what's in beer, and how it can match with food. The other important segment is women. Less than 20% of women in Australia have drunk a beer in the last 12 months, and we need to change that around. There's a perception that beer is fattening, that it's not that tasty. That's actually furphy, and we need to change that perception. And so women are a really key audience that we need to talk to, and hopefully the story around Tasmania and the romanticism of and the history of beer and focusing on what's in beer, we can provide a new story to tell those new markets.
What about the economic driver in terms of exports? I was interested to see that Victoria Bitter is still one of the major exporters, export beers for Carlton. But, Dave, what about beer exports for microbreweries and craft brewers?
Yeah, look, it does play some role, but the nature of the craft beers being preservative-free and additive-free makes it very difficult for export markets because of the fact that it's usually high volume and low margin. Therefore, you know, refrigeration exporting becomes quite a costly exercise. And I think there's still room for growth in the Australian beer market. And it is, you know, the craft beer sector is probably growing by about 10% a year at the present time. So I think there's probably more of a push for drink fresh, drink local. And then obviously interstate and international tourists coming in, something like the beer trail will actually provide that. And maybe that'll open up export opportunities. I have been approached on numerous occasions for export, but at the moment it's just too costly for our business to be able to do that.
Do you think that will change?
I can't see that changing in the near future, no. There are probably maybe some places in Southeast Asia that have expressed interest because obviously there's a growing demand for Tasmanian produce and the industry and the image that Tasmania has overseas now, which is fantastic. But unfortunately at the moment for my business, I can't see that changing.
And generally, beer, because as Dave said, it's voluminous and it's got to be drunk fresh. And so over 90% of beer consumed in Australia is produced in Australia. And that compares about 60% with the wine industry and about 10% with the spirits industry. So it is very much a regional product. And what we see the success of beer trails elsewhere, it is focusing very much on local product and it's freshly brewed. And that's what we wanted to get people's experience on that. So export is hard on beer. We now see most international brands that are consumed in Australia are actually brewed in Australia under licence. They are not imported into the country.
Danita, the last time I spoke with you, you were with Workplace Relations with the National Farmers Federation. You're now the CEO of the Australian Brewers Association, so a different hat, you.
Yeah, and look, I'm loving beer. I'm actually now the chair of the Worldwide Brewers Alliance. And so I'm having a fantastic time representing the beer industry both internationally and domestically.